One interesting question that the poskim discuss, and we'll put this in the food for thought category. We know that Milah is Duhe Shabbat. Milah is Duhe Shabbat, Milah is Manah. The question is Milah Duhe Shabbat, or is Milah Duhe the eighth day? Well, it happens to be that Shabbat is the eighth day as well. But how do you look at it? Do we look at it as if when we say that the Milah is Duhe Shabbat, is that the way you refer to it? It's Duhe the Shabbat? Or is Milah Duhe the eighth day? Not necessarily the Shabbat, it's Duhe the eighth day. Now, some of you are saying, what is this philosophical thing? Is it Duhe Shabbat or the eighth day? What's the difference? Well, there is a practical difference in a case where you have a mohel that prayed early on Friday night. He went to first minyan in the summer. Before sunset, he accepted upon himself Shabbat. Sunset's not till 8:30. He prayed already minhan al-bit. He's done by 7:30, an hour before sunset. They come running to him and say, there's a child, he needs to be circumcised. It's the eighth day today. You're the mohel. He said, but I accepted Shabbat already. So if you say that Milah b'Shabbat Duhe Shabbat, so therefore this is not a Milah on Shabbat, this is a Milah on a Friday. He accepted Shabbat, he cannot be Duhe such a Milah. But if you say that's the Milah of the eighth day, that's Duhe Shabbat, well, this is a Milah of the eighth day. Although it's not Shabbat for that child, but it's a Milah of the eighth day. So depending on how you look at what's Duhe, is Milah b'Shabbat Duhe Shabbat, or Milah on the eighth day is Duhe Shabbat, this will be a nafkamina if that mohel is able to do the circumcision. Again, it's food for thought. The poskim go back and forth. I don't think we need to give a definitive ruling on this. It's a rare case, but it just gives you the mental gymnastics to know exactly what the chiluk would be. Finally, this would be a halakha l'maaseh. Let's say during the week, Tuesday, Brit Milah, very nice. For whatever reason, they were lazy or they didn't watch the clock. And now all of a sudden, it's sunset. Sunset of the eighth day. That means it's already going into the next day. And they want to know now, it's after sunset, can they do Brit Milah? Really, Brit Milah is supposed to be done in the day. Now already you put yourself into Ben Hashem Ashot. The poskim say that within the first 13 and a half minutes after sunset on a weekday, one is allowed to make the Brit Milah, even with Berachot. There's different logics. One logic is, we have Sefek Sefeka. Sefek that Ben Hashem Ashot is Yom. And if Ben Hashem Ashot is Yom, you're doing the Milah, there's Manah. And also we have other opinions that say, like I mentioned briefly, Rabbeinu Tam, that Ben Hashem Ashot really doesn't begin till much later. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, for sure it's Yom. Even according to the B'Yoseh, it's still Yom. And anyway, even if it would be considered Laila, Milah B'Laila B'Di'abad is okay. So therefore, since you have a chance to do a Milah B'Zmanah, we take the advantage to do a chance to do it, and that's the opinion of Ya'abetz, and that's the way we posek, that in the first 13 and a half minutes after sunset during the week, we do the Brit Milah with Berachot. However, do not make the mistake. If the same thing would happen on a Friday, and now it's sunset, Chas v'Shalom, you cannot do a Brit Milah on Friday when sunset comes, because now already you have a problem of Shabbat. And now already we're not going to be Mechalel Shabbat using Sefekot and things like this. So this would only work on a weekday if they miss the time and you're in the 13th and happens to do Brit Milah. But on Friday, if the Brit Milah is delayed until sunset, then already we have no choice but to push it until sunset.